如盖无不密，必为与肉亲。如是不修心，贪欲必漏入。
Even a shrine does penetrate, a house that badly says, that wise dust does penetrate, the mind uncultivated.
这个呢是佛陀教导我们的另外一个很慈悲的开示。好像呢我们盖房子啊随随便便的话，那么就经不起呢这个风雨，风呢就把这个房子给刮跑了，雨呢会滴漏入屋里，让这个房子呢腐蚀更容易坏。
This is another lecture that the Buddha had taught. For example, such as if the house we build which has no a solid and strong foundation, the rain does pierce the house, and it may also have been brought down.
那么像这样子呢，如果啊我们不善于修正我们自己呢这个心，不让我们自己的心呢好像呢这个提防一样，而随随便便让我们自己这个心呢放逸纵欲，那么种种的贪欲之魔呢一定会趁机会反过来呢伤害我们这个身心。
If we are not able to revise and cultivate our own minds instead of indulging ourselves, then the mara of greed conversely would hurt our own bodies and minds.
好像我们盖房子呢基础很重要，你必须呢把房子的根基盖得很稳固，然后呢才能承受得起屋顶的力量，这样子呢可能啊几天的辛苦却可以换来呢你很久的啊安住。可是呢现在世间的人啊很奇怪随随便便呢盖房子，然后呢外表装潢得很好看，里面呢却很容易就腐败漏水。
It is most important to have a strong foundation while we are building up a houseThe foundation of the house must be solid and strong. The house can bear a tremendous wave when the roof of the house has been covered on. Although we have to work harder for longer time than others, we will live in peace in the future. Yet people are not do so.The house that they build up mostly are not strong. The outlook of the house have been decorated so beautiful. In fact, the foundation of the house are not strong and solid. Then rain even does penetrate while the raining.
为什么会这样呢？因为人的贪心，他想要快快弄好，他想要偷工减料，他想要很多的贪，却没想到呢，因为不坚固的关系，会惹来呢更多啊。本来小小的付出就可以坚固，可是呢，因为小小的贪，不坚固的关系呢，却中断了啊以后绵长的福报。
While they do so, because of greedy of mind. They wish to earn more than they have been worth for it. People wish to finish their work in a short time. They even scamp job and steal material while the house is building up. They were seeking for that greedy. They even forget that they would lose more good blessing and fortunes that they might receive in their future life because of their greedy mind.
那么好像呢，有一些建筑商人，曾经有一个建筑商人呢，他为了偷工减料赚了一点点钱，结果后来呢，因为地震，那么因为呢种种的天灾水灾，就把他呢整个房子啊给震垮了。那么他卖给啊客户呢钱不到一半，拿来还那些工料都不够，那些房子也没人敢住，最后呢看起来还是新的，就只好全部拆掉。当然这个人的啊官司费诉讼费还有所有一切的费用呢，让他本来在高峰顶端结果就破产了。所以一个人呢不善于修正自己的心，一直为贪欲所系缚，这个无形中呢所漏失的是更广大更无边，所以一个人要懂得止足。
There was an architect. He wished to earn more money. Therefore, he always scamp job and steal material while building the house. One time when the flood and earthquake came, all house he had been made which had fallen down.He had no enough money to pay the wage to his laborers. The people were not willing to live in the building which were built by him. Finally, those houses were dismantled, even they were still new. In addition, he had to pay lots of money for suit and he became impoverished. Therefore, people who were not able to cultivate their own mind instead of biding by the greedy of desire, they would lose more benefit.Therefore, we have to be satisfied for the thing we had already owned.
好像呢，中国啊，以前有一个医生，这个医生呢，医术非常的高超，而且呢，道德很好，很受呢，乡里人的敬重。那么他有一个呢远房亲戚的侄子，非常的好吃懒做，让大家呢很讨厌他。那个侄子呢父母亲去世之后，他因为呢懒惰的关系啊，就把家产耗尽，就四处游荡，常常去借钱。因为这个医生人很好，他也常常呢来向这个远房啊的叔叔呢给他借钱。
There was a doctor in former China. He had a good medical skill. People at the town were respect of him. He had a navy who was so lazy but good to eat. People didn't like him so much. His navy spent away all family properties that his parents left to him in a short period of time. He had nothing to do. He even tried to borrow the money from his daughter uncle openly.
他这个呢，医生啊，叔叔呢，就跟他讲，你这样子啊，还这么年轻，一天到晚呢，四处晃。那么这时候呢，他这个侄子啊，就跟他讲啊，医生啊，你最会医人家啊的生病，让人家呢能重新燃起生命。我现在呢有三种病，如果你能够医好我，那呢你真是一个啊好医生。
His daughter uncle talked to him, "You are still young. You are not able just saunter." His nephew talked to him, "Doctor uncle, you have good medical skill for cure the disease to give a new life to those patients. I now have three kind of disease bother and me. If you are able to cure me,You are really a good doctor."
那医生就问他，你有什么病啊？他说呢，第一个呢，我是有懒惰病。啊，如果你能医好我的懒惰病呢，那么我就啊会好了些。那么第二个呢，我是啊懈怠病、好吃病，最重要的第三个呢，我有这些病呢，可是更重要的第三个是我有贫穷病，也就是呢好吃懒做，然后呢贫穷。他叔叔跟他讲说呢，那好啊，我跟你讲啊，你既然呢这个啊这么穷，可是身体这么好，你先呢跟大众结个善缘吧。我们呢这个城镇啊有很多的这个梧桐叶，那么现在秋天到了呢，这个梧桐叶掉了满地，都脏得很，你就为这个啊百姓服务一下，但是要记得把这些所有扫起来的梧桐叶全部呢都搬到你家里放着。
His daughter uncle asked him, "What kind of disease you have?" He answered, "The first disease I had gotten, which is the sickness for being lazy. If you are able to cure my sickness for being lazy, I will feel so comfortable then. The second disease I had, which is not willing to cultivate hard and good to eat. The third major disease I had, which is that I have the sickness for being poor." His daughter uncle answered him, "I have an useful prescription for you. Even you are poor, you have a strong body. Have you seen that the Chinese parasol leaves have fall over the floor at the street? If it quite dirty, you may clean the street for those people at town. You may sweep the floor. But you have to remember,Don't throw those Chinese parasol leaves away. You have to put them in your house."
那么这个医生就跟他讲，你不要问为什么，你先去做，你就会知道为什么。这个年轻人呢就听着啊这个医生的建议， 就真的每天呢早上拿着扫把拿着布袋从街头到街尾呢就把那些梧桐叶啊扫得很干净然后呢一袋一袋的整理好全部呢就把这些梧桐叶呢收到他家房子存放并且呢因为所有村庄的人看他一大早就起来扫叶扫树叶就觉得呢他变得勤奋努力大家就欢喜他看他在扫地啊扫树叶的时候呢就啊拿菜啊拿饭啊拿茶给他喝给他吃那么他扫啊扫啊扫啊扫了几个月那么到冬天快要过的时候啊他又来找这个医生他跟医生讲啊医生啊你已经治好了我的懒惰病及好吃病我现在吃东西也有了啊，懒惰病也改了只是还有一个很重要的穷病没办法医你看看有什么办法帮我医个穷病吧
Don't ask me the reason You just go ahead to do whatever I had teach And then you will find out the reason later This young man followed by whatever the doctor uncle had advised Every morning he went to the street And wiping the Chinese parasol awayAnd he putting them in the several of bags. He stole those Chinese parasol leaves at his house. All people in the town were filled with joy while they saw that this young man was not lazy as usual. They liked him. Even they served him for food.And drink while he was wiping the street. For few months later, until the winter had almost passed by, he went seeing his daughter uncle. He spoke to his daughter uncle. You have already cured my disease of being lazy and good to eat.But how about the major sickness of being poor? Do you have any idea?
然后呢，那一年的春天啊，刚刚好呢，啊，因为天气变化，流行一种感冒。这个医生很有意思，他在每一帖药上加三片梧桐叶。做入药引所有的呢这个药房啊通通没有梧桐叶那么大家就问医生要去哪里买梧桐叶然后呢那医生就跟他讲某某人家有他就以开始呢卖这个梧桐叶三片梧桐叶几分钱等到他那些梧桐叶卖完的时候医生也把他的贫穷病给治好了。然后呢，那一次的啊，这个感冒的流行感冒，这个疫情呢，也刚好控制住了。
At the springtime, a disease for getting cold had been spread out in the town, and the doctor.At the year of spring, one kind of epidemic disease was appeared at this town. The description that the doctor had wrote which must have to add three pieces of Chinese parasol leaf. All pharmacy stores have no selling the Chinese parasol leaf. People asked the doctor,Where are we able to buy the Chinese parasol leaf? He answered, the young man owned a lot. Then this young man start to sell the Chinese parcel leaf to those people at town. When the Chinese parcel leaf had been sold out, his sickness for being poor had been cured by the doctor.
我们说呢，这件事情是巧合，倒不如说呢，是为了一个勇于改正自己、愿意学习的人的一种鼓励。如果呢，你这个人没有自己愿意改正自己的心，那么你就不会有机会受到这种刚好善意的鼓励。所以善于修正自己的心，当然呢，从此以后那个年轻人生活呢就慢慢又好起来，也当然的呢，他的懒惰好吃贫穷的毛病也一起呢都被医生医好了，所以这个医生的名称呢就更有名了。但是呢，这里让我们更要学习的就是肯于改正自己的人才有机会。
Moreover, it is better to say that this was one kind of encouraged idea helping to cure for this young man who is willingto cultivate his mind to be good. If people are not willing to correct their mind, they have no chance to receive the good result, just as the special encourage for this young man. Indeed, the young man has improved his own life. All sickness he hadOriginally, which had been cured by the doctor became famous. The major point for this story is to telling us that only the people who is willing to devise themselves own the chance.
如善蜜盖屋，不为雨露侵。如是善修心，贪欲不漏入。
A rain does never penetrate. A house that is well placed, so lust does never penetrate. The mind well cultivated.
如果呢，我们善于管理我们自己这个色身的眼睛、耳朵、鼻、舌，就好像呢，我们善于保护好我们这个身体、这个房子一样，小心谨慎。不要让他贪求太多，不要让这个呢眼耳鼻舌身来挖空呢我们这个身体太多的漏洞，那我们就不会被很多的欲呢、烦恼、痛苦所侵扰。
One who well manages their six sense organ of eyes, ears, nose, tongue.Body and mind. It is same as when we take good care of our own physical bodies. Be careful and don't let your six sense organs seeking for too much of materials, and then we will not bind up by the greedy of mind and affection.
那么如此呢，我们善于呢管理、修正我们的眼耳鼻舌身意，善修心，我们就不会呢被这个贪欲之魔、烦恼之魔、 痛苦之魔所伤害。
In this way, if one who will manage our six sense organs of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind, and one who cultivated their own mind, if one do so, one will not able to be hurted by the mara of greed, suffer and distresses.
像呢，有一次啊，有一个老居士，有一天呢，他要去菜市场，然后呢，就看到一个女人啊，疯疯癫癫的，她袋子里面呢，全部啊，都是呢一叠一叠的千元大钞，啊，在随便花钱。这时候很奇怪的，就有一个人呢，靠近他身边跟他讲，你看那个女人疯了，我们呢，去把她的钱骗过来好不好？不然她的钱呢，乱花也是可惜。
For example, there was an elderly woman who went to the market one day. She then saw a crazy woman was walking along on a street. This crazy woman had a lot of thousand bills on hand. She just wasting the money away. Suddenly,There was an older woman who came closer to her. She spoke to this older lay woman. Have you seen the crazy woman? Isn't good cheat out of her money? Isn't pity for her to wasting the money away?
可是这个老居士啊，啊，他说呢，不要不要，啊，不管他怎么花，那是他家的事。不是我的呢，这种贪心要不得。这个女人怎么劝她呢？这个老居士都不动。所以后来那个老女人，那个 女的呢，也没办法。就说啊，好了好了，那你既然呢，也不愿意的话，那我自己去做好了，就离开了这个老居士。
Yet this older woman wasn't agree at this.Stranger, she speak, no matter how wasted she is, this is not my business. Those money are not belonging to me at all. I have no greed to cheat out of her money. Whatever this stranger woman advised her, this day woman didn't agree at her idea.Finally, this stranger woman had no idea at all. If you are not agree at me, I will do on my own. Then she left away from this older lay woman.
然后呢，这个、啊、老居士呢，去完菜市场之后就回家了。结果呢，那天呢，电视就报道出来，在同一个地方，也是一个跟他差不多年龄的这个老女人，被骗了20多万。那个人骗他呢，说啊，哎呀，那个女人是疯的，我们呢，去给她骗钱过来，去给她换钱，然后呢，居然呢，这个女人就骗了他，带他到啊银行去里面去把所有现款都领给他。同样一个地方，但是一个是贪心，贪那个小便宜啊，因为贪心不善修心的关系，所以呢，就让他失去了几十年所存积蓄的痛苦。另外一个呢，是同样年龄的老居士，他因为懂得制止自己的贪心，不该自己所得，所以他就省却了很多的烦恼。
This old lay woman then went home right away. She saw a big news on TV. There was an old woman, the same as her age, who was cheated by someone at the same place she was ever passing through in the market today. She was chief and those around $200,000 away because of she also met a stranger woman who asked her to cheat out of a crazy woman's money. She ever went to bank to take out all of her savings to this stranger woman. As the result of this story, one who has greed of mind and her mind is not cultivated, therefore she lost all her saving away. Another old age of that woman who was able to restrain of her greed, and the suffer wasn't bother her at all.
所以呢，要善于呢守护我们自己的身心，不要让贪欲之魔，所有的苦呢，全部来自于我们有贪欲。若我们没有贪欲，知足安乐，贪欲之魔就不会侵害我们。好像我们善于整理呢房屋，不让漏水，那么如是善修心呢，贪欲不漏入，我们就不会常常呢被这个风吹雨晒所苦，也不会被欲魔所缚而苦。
Therefore we have to cultivate our mind, don't be bound up by the mara of greedAll suffering came by because we own the desire of greed. If we have no greed and satisfied for what we have owned, the mara of greed won't able to hurt us at all. It is said, a strain that never penetrate a house that is well faced. So that's theDoes never penetrate the mind well cultivated. We will not be binded up by the mara of greed and desert.
现世此处悲，死后他处悲。作诸恶业者，两处俱有。具忧悲，见至恶业矣，他悲他苦恼。
Here one grieved, one grieved hereafter. In both ways does the evil doer grieve. One grieved and is afflicted, one's own basic karma's seeing.
那么这个所说的现世此处悲，死后他处悲呢，就是说今生我们以这个身体造作种种不善的杀害众生，以身体呢杀害众生，以口业毁谤众生，以意业讥嫌众生，驱策我们这个身体去造种种恶业。
Here one grief, one grief hereafter. We made the evil karma as killing the living being by this physical body in this life. We kill and hurt others through the body. We slander others through the mouth.We ridicule others through the mind. The mind leads the body to produce the evil karma.
好像呢，我们用我们的这个身体，让所有啊，这些畜生啊，或是人啊，受种种的啊，害怕、痛苦。所以呢，我们自己的身体所做的呢是恶业，恐怖，也给自己害怕。 但是呢，更深观一层，能够驱策这些的，其实是我们的心。
The evil karma we have made by this body, which was the origin letting the living being in suffer. Even the evil karma were made by the body, our minds also feel afraid and fails to see the deeply meaning of it. Mind is the chief to produce the evil karmas.
那么今生呢，是用这个形象，所以现世此处悲。可是死亡之后呢，身体不能动了，才看得清楚，原来是心所驱策的。所以死亡之后所说的是心受苦。你的心留着在世的时候种种的业影，而重新受苦一次。所以呀，如果人在世不能行善，做种种恶业是非常愚痴的。因为身体要受苦一次，死亡之后呢，那个心如果有没有正慧解脱，就要受苦无量次。
The physical body we have been used in this life, which is just a unseeable shadow, but we use it to make the karmas. It is called here one grief. After the body had died, your body is not able to move and act. Then you just realize that mind is the chief making the evil karma.The shadow of evil karma you have made while you are still alive, which were left in your mind will feel suffer after your physical body pass away. One who is not produced the good karma while they are still alive in this world, instead of producing lots of evil karma,This is a stupid action, because your mind have to undergo in suffering again. If you have no proper wisdom, you will bear numerous of sufferings.
所以啊，做种种恶业的人是不聪明的。生前跟死后两处呢都啊忧愁悲恼。像有一次呢，佛陀跟阿难尊者出去托钵化缘，佛陀就问阿难尊者说啊，阿难啊，你有看过地狱的人吗？阿难尊者说，佛陀啊，我没有看过地狱的人。佛陀说呢，身口意皆恶的人当知是地狱人。如果身口意有一善的人，那么可能还有机会不入地狱。
People who are not smart, if you produce lots of evil karma, in birth wise, does the evil doer grief. One time, when the Buddha went back with Ananda, the Buddha spoke to Ananda, Ananda, have you ever saw the living beings of hell? Ananda answered, Buddha, I haven't seen the living being of hell. The Buddha then replied, if the body, speaking and mind are all in evil condition, this person who is the living being of hell. If one still own one of good willing in body, speaking and mind, they will still have chance for not enter the hell after they die. I say maybe they will still have chance for not going to the hell after they pass away.
那么，这时候佛陀就跟阿难讲啊，你看，那个杀猪的人，身体杀猪，口中叫卖猪肉，脑中呢，意念当中计算猪肉的价钱，这个是身口意皆恶的人，当知呢，是地狱人。
Then the Buddha talked to Ananda, just as the pole butcher, he killed the animal by using his body. He speak out then, as order to buy the pole which was killed by him. He was ever keeping thinking to count how much profit he will earn.By using his mind, this one person who is living in evil condition through body speaking mind, whose is the living being of hell.
那么在那个时候呢，也刚好有一个啊，专门在杀猪的啊，这个屠夫。当他呢，业报现前生病的时候，他被啊苦难疯狂的袭击。
One day, the poor butcher was attacked by madness, and while he yet remained alive, the fire of the realm of suffering uprose before him.
当这个屠夫呢，业报现前的时候啊，他的行为跟他的平常呢有所改变，就连呢他待在家里的时候也会哀嚎啊，哭叫，叫声呢听起来啊就好像猪一般，用猪的呢哭叫的声音。并且呢，用他的双手以及呢他的脚在地上爬前爬后。那么，纵使家里的人呢把他绑起来，尽管他们做了一切的努力帮助他，他仍然是呢痛苦的啊，哀嚎哭叫，爬前爬后。
When the torment of the realm of suffering uprose before the poor butcher, his mode of behavior was altered in correspondence with his past deeds. Even as he remained within his house, he began to grasp that a pig and to crawlOn his hands and knees, first to the front of the house and then to the rear. The men of his household overpowered him and catching him, but in spite of all they did, he kept crawling back and forth, grunting like a pig continually.
为什么会这样呢？因为他亲自感受猪呢被杀的痛苦，那个尖刀刺进身体的那种苦，以及呢猪啊被热水烫，全身热水烫的苦，以及呢那个猪啊被扒皮的种种猪苦。所以呢，他亲身经历猪将死亡之苦呢，就痛苦的嚎叫，看有没有哪一个地方啊可以躲得过。
Why did he add that list? Because of he was undergoing the suffering impersonally, which is when the time the pig had been killed. He was undergoing the suffering impersonally, which is when the pig had been put in the boiling water. He was undergoing the suffering impersonally, which is when the time the pig was pulled the skin out by the human beings. He was undergoing the suffering before. He was undergoing the suffering impersonally before the body passed away. He was undergoing the suffering impersonally, which is when the time before the body passed away. He was grunting and seeking for a peace place, running away of all sufferings.
在他们家附近的房子呢，周围啊，都没有人能睡好。啊，听到他哭叫呢，哀嚎的声音呢，都感到恐怖跟害怕。他们家里的人看他这样呢，也被死亡的啊，恐怖阴影所吓坏。为了使他呢不能外出，就把家里所有的门都锁起来。他就这样受了七日七夜的苦难死了，结果呢就轮回到恶道去。
Not a person was able to sleep in the seventh house nearby. The members of his own household, terrified by the fear of death, unable otherwise to prevent him from going out, barricaded the doors of the house that he might not able to go out, having though suffered for a period of 7 days. He died and was reborn in the realm of suffering.
这个呢就是啊，见子见自己的啊，看到自己的恶业之后啊，那么别人看到也觉得恐怖，但是呢当他死到呢啊这个其他世界去，他也感到痛苦哀恼。
One grief and is afflicted, one's own basic karma's seeing. After he died, even he reborn to other world, he also fell in suffering.
见是此处乐，死后他处乐，作诸善业者，两处俱受乐，见自善业已，他乐他极乐。
Here one joys hereafter. In both ways does the merrymaker joy. One joys and one rejoices. One its own pure karma's seeing.
现世处此处乐，就是我们呢做人要心安理得。那么如何能心安理得呢？那当然就是呢啊，没有负债，也就是呢我们呢今生所受用的任何东西，任何物质，人与人之间的相处，我们都能够呢坦然，没有负偿的黑暗恐怖。
Here one joys. It refers that we feel at ease and justify whatever we have done. How do we have an easy conscience? we should have not in debt. In addition, we should have no misgiving and competing at ease. Whoever we will get along with, even whatever we have owned of the material, and then we will have no afraid and fears for covering the faults.
那么由于呢，现在的心安理得，好像我们白日不做亏心事，晚上就不怕鬼敲门。所谓的死后呢，就好像呢，我们现在啊，人活在世间就像白天，那么晚上睡觉呢，就好像死亡。你晚上呢，睡觉的时候就不做噩梦，就身心舒适，能够坦然睡觉，前一念安心，我们的后一念就能够安乐。
As a result of at ease and justified, it is said if we have a guilty conscience in mind, we won't feel afraid of ghost. The daytime refers to a life. The nighttime refers to death.Then you will have no nightmare at night. You feel at ease if you have no guilty conscience. You will have a good sleep. Moreover, we will have no guilty conscience, formal thought, and then we will feel at ease and joyous next thought.
那么如果我们能够啊常常做种种的善好之业，不但在今生会快乐，当然呢下一生我们不用问别人，理所当然我们就会快乐。那么看到自己的啊所做的善业能够让别人活得安乐，我们就起欢喜，看之啊见之善业矣。我们不但自己欢乐，连所有与我们相处的一切众生也欢乐。
If we always create the good karmas, we will have a joyous at present life even hereafter. We don't ask someone else for this question. We certainly will feel joyful.Seeing the beauty of our own action, we will feel joy, and others feel rejoicing too.
好像我们呢，常常啊，在讲三世因果。很多时候呢，我们都啊，奢望、希求下一生会更好。可是我们忘记了一件很重要的事情，就是做好现在。与其我们说三世因果，我们不如说我们现在呢，现在的行为能够影响下一个步骤的行为，前面的行为能够影响我们现在，所以三世因果所说的就是呢，前面的那一秒，现在这一念，下面的呢那一个相续因缘，所以。每一个人呢，不要太奢望于明日如何，下一生如何，应该努力于呢，修正自己现在的当下，让现在自己成为善人，就不用问以后会不会是善，一定会是善。如果你以前都不做善，现在所受的苦，你一天到晚问别人，为什么我受这么多苦？如果你现在受这么多苦，你还不肯改，那你希望将来能够变好，那是不可能的。所以不要讲太远的三世因果，把这个三世因果拿来现在看，比较重要。
we always say the cause and effect of the three periods of time. We always ask to have a better life for next life, but we forgot to do well at present time. The thing you have to do right now will affect the karma that you will meet in your next life. And the thing you will do in your next life, which would depend on the thing you do in this life. The result and effect of three periods of time can be also said the thought you have can buy at present. The former thought can be said that it was your past life, but your next thought will come out from your mind can be represent the life you will own in the next life. But we always forgot to correct ourselves at the present. We always ask someone else that why do I been suffer? We forgot to ask ourselves. If we are not able to correct our evil karma that we have owned right now, and you don't have to expect that you have a good life in your next life. Therefore, it is better to say that we have to do good at present. It's more important than we wish to know what was the
cause and effect of the three periods of time
that I will have in my next life.
好像呢，在中国啊，以前有一个老和尚，啊，有一天呢，他问他的徒弟们，那么你们有看过坐着死的，有看过呢站着死的，有看过躺着死的，那你们有没有什么没有看过呢？
It was an old man in former China. One day, he asked his students, "You have seen the people who die in sitting position. You have seen the people who die in standing position. You have also seen the people who die in lying position. What kind of position of dying? You have never seen it."
他徒弟讲呢，师父啊，我们倒是没看过人家倒立着死的。那老和尚说，哦，你们没看过倒立死的，那我今天给你们看一看。结果呢，他就倒立着呢，刹那之间就断气了。而他的倒立很有意思，他颠倒过来站立呢，双手着地，他的衣服居然还穿在脚，整个顺着脚往上升，没有像我们一般呢倒立衣服就往下呢掉下来。这样一倒立死呢，就死了三天三夜。徒弟呢，啊，说我们师父我们已经看到了啦，啊，那么慈悲啦，你放下来，不然我们这样没办法钻光彩。可是怎么推呢，都推不动。
His student applied to his master, "Shi Fu, we have never seen the dying position of upside down." Then His 师父 answered to them, I will show you the position of dying of upside down to you today. Suddenly, the older master was dying with the position of upside down, but the upside down position was still strange. While he put his hands on the floor and the clothes still not going down, for 3 days and nights. And after 3 days passed by, his student asked to his master, 师父, we had already seen, now we are able to move your body, please put your body down. His dead body is not able to move at all, while there was a lot of people try to move the dead body.
弄得呢，这群徒弟啊，没办法。后来就有人建议，因为这个师父呢，他还有一个妹妹也出家，听说也是很有修行，就赶快呢，派人去请他那个妹妹师父来。那么前后路程呢，又经过了3天4天，也就是他的身体倒立着呢，已经一个星期了。他妹妹呢，到他哥哥倒立的身体之前一看，那个衣服仍然连掉下来都没有，就好像走在天空一样，而且身体连发臭都没有。那么这时候他的妹妹呢，就站在哥哥的面前，哥哥和尚的面前，就讲了一句话。他说这哥哥你生前也爱作怪，死后也爱作怪，做那么多怪干什么，让大家不能处理。就用一根指头轻轻的一推他的脚，砰一声呢，那个尸体就倒下来。已经死了7天了，那个尸体还会笑。
Then his student had no idea at all. Finally, they decided to ask the help from his non-younger sister. One week later, his non-younger sister came. She came closer to his dead body. She just felt so strange that even he was dying for 1 week, but he sensed that walking on the sky, his clothes was not going down, even his body was not sticking, and this non-younger sister speak to his mom brother. My dear brother, you are doing mischief while you are still alive. But right now you are already dead, but you are still doing mischief. Then his non-sister push his dead body by one finger, and then the dead body fall down. Even the dead body fall down, it still keep smile.
这个呢，就是如果我们在生前能够明明白白我们所做的一切事，全部是善法业、清净业，我们死亡都能够来去自在。
If we truly understand whatever we have been done, which are all good karmas, while we are still alive, then we will be free of birth and death. We are out of transmigration.